Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If I'm him, I'm not doing any of this. What type of non-ho activity is this? Get a yacht.
Michael Blaustein doing stand-up comedy where I will tell you. June 23rd to the 24th, I'll be in San Francisco, California. 2 out of 4 shows are already sold out, so go get tickets before you cannot. July 6th to the 9th, I'll be in Washington, D.C. All shows are low tickets. July 21st to the 22nd, I'll be in Sacramento, California. August 10th to the 12th, I'll be in Indianapolis. August 25th to the 27th, I'll be in Oxnard, California. September 7th to the 9th, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin. September 15th to the 17th, I'll be in Irvine, California. September 28th. 8th to the 30th, I'll be in Denver, Colorado. October 5th to the 7th, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. And guys, go on the website. Many, many more dates. Also, sorry, one more. October 21st, Wilbur Theater. We added a second show. Go get tickets. Go get tickets. Go get tickets. BlockComedy.com. BlockComedy.com. Mr. Wallace.
Trevor Wallace. I will be in Stamford, Connecticut next weekend doing 5 shows. It's not too big of a club, so get those tickets. Are almost all sold out. Then we just added Long Beach on June 22nd. June 22nd, we're going to be in Long Beach for 1 show at the Laugh Factory. Going down to San Diego the 23rd of... Going down to San Diego June 23rd and June 24th. That's a Friday, Saturday. 4 shows at the Laugh Factory San Diego. And then we got Santa Barbara just added. Santa Barbara June 30th. June 30th. Probably going to add a late show. Tickets are moving. Get your tickets on the first one. In case we don't, Tempe, Arizona. Moving and fucking grooving. July 6th through the 8th. Phoenix, Tempe, Scottsdale, Hoes, it shows, baby. I'll be there July 6th through the 8th.
And what's
then
next?
Austin, all sold out.
Bah, 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 bah.
3 shows for the special. Sold out. If you bought any of those tickets or even considered buying one, I love you. I'm running the hour for all these. I'm so fucking excited. Nothing to say but thank you. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. I'll see you there.
Do you know how to write in cursive?
I don't know. What did you say to me? What's happening? Do I know how to write?
No, kind you know of. How to write in cursive.
Of course.
Do you?
Yeah, it's just italics, but a little more drunk. Just a little like tilted on the side.
Do they don't teach it anymore.
What can you need cursive for?
That's what I'm saying.
Does it matter how you sign your signature when you're signing a receipt?
Yep.
It really?
I don't know.
No.
At the coffee shop when they're like, please sign here. I just draw fucking 8 equals D. It's a cock.
Yeah. I just draw a swastika and they go, what? I go, get my coffee.
Jesus.
For free. That doesn't make any sense. I did sign the receipt. I can't tip anyone anymore. It's over.
It's Leave just me on alone. Everything.
Leave me
it's
alone.
It's on everything.
Leave me alone. Dude, I went through a toll booth. The person was like, tip me. Bitch, for what?
Really?
No.
It is on everything, though.
You know what's going to happen next is stewardesses on freaking airlines. Stewardesses.
Maybe.
What are the gentlemen's names? Stewards?
Stewart. Little, that's a movie.
He is. He's also little and huge. Is Stuart Little a mouse?
Stuart Little is a mouse.
Why? First of all, why do all the mouses go up the clock? Why the fuck they do that? You know what I mean?
Trying to start a TikTok. Kill me.
Hold on. The mice were blind.
Three blind mice.
Of them.
It's funny that they just hung out together. I would, well, but, no, but nobody tried to help them out. Nobody tried to be like, yeah, let's get a chaperone.
Also LASIK?
What? Oh.
Were they LASIK. Actually?
Do you need glasses or are you just wearing them to wear them?
I need them for reading.
What the fuck are you reading on a podcast?
Your thoughts?
Honey, turn my dick off.
What am I thinking right now?
You're hungry.
Horny. Close.
Isn't it insane? Horniness is so hilarious. You'll be sitting there reading Catch on the Rye, and then all of a sudden you come across a word that says smooth and hot, and you go, you know what's smooth and hot? Tits, dude, vagina, I'm trying to come.
You see two periods next to each other, you go, put some parentheses around that. Tits.
Those do look like tits.
All middle school was trying to make tits out of not tit objects. 80085 on a calculator? That was the original OnlyFans.
Boobs.
Boobs. You can spell boobies.
You ever try to do tits on an Etch-a-Sketch? Me neither, but I wish I did.
Oh, man, dude, those bracelets, I Love Boobies bracelets, they were like banned at our school, but like if you wore one, you were the biggest badass.
Yeah, that and a Bob Marley t-shirt. That was your high school.
Yeah, no, but literally, it's like you had the word boobies on your wristband or on your wrist, and everyone's like, whoa, this guy's probably seen a tit before.
But isn't that funny that no, you didn't? What was the first that you ever saw besides your mom's?
I know it. Water park.
Whoa, down fall did out?
There was at Six Flags, there was this like area where this water park would like splash like giant buckets. Lady was holding her baby and she didn't know she was under it. She got splashed.
Yeah.
And I think it was her right tit popped out.
And then what happened?
Bro.
The entire water park
became
stopped.
A man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember staring at it. Like I wanted to like look away because it was a point in my life where like I was like, ew, gross cooties. But then the other part of my life was like, hold up, maybe cooties are worth it.
Isn't it funny that when you're young, you go, ew, cooties, and then you wake up on a Tuesday and you go, dude, I will catch every STD cooties that there ever was possible.
Circle, circle, dot, dot, bitch, bring me a thought.
Honestly, if that's not the title, everyone here's
fired. There's got to be a Young Gravy bar somewhere. But yeah, dude, there's a point where you're like, ew, gross, girls. And then what happens? Is it a hard change or is it like, ew, gross? Well, okay.
I think you don't have any testosterone. And the moment you're sleeping and the testosterone fairy, which is definitely Vin Diesel, comes and he just gives you testosterone underneath your pillow, you eat it, and then you go, wow, vagina's worth going to North Carolina for.
Where are you going this weekend?
Where am I going this weekend?
North Carolina. I don't know what that is. It's funny how just you're so like, no, no, no. And then you're like, okay, okay.
But are you ever no, no, no? Or is that just like, you're
younger,
you're joking?
Yeah. You're like, ew, no, gross, gross.
But
cooties.
I don't think I ever was like that. I think I was doing it because everyone else was doing it.
Really?
But I was like, ew, gross, gross, gross. But inside, I was like, I fuck a pillow with my mom's lingerie on it. Why am I saying no,
and
no,
how
gross,
old
gross.
Were you for this?
10?
I'm saying like ages like 7.
Oh, yeah. 7, you don't want cooter. That was the best time of your life. When you can walk
you
around
want
and you just
want
to play Legos and shoot baskets and you don't even think about women. You know how much, I got so much accomplished. I got so much Play-Doh eating days. Just shoving Play-Doh on my face.
That's funny. Your most productive days were like spent around Legos and G.I. Joes.
Yeah, I didn't try to solve
for
one.
What?
I know. I didn't try.
How many jokes did you write when you were 7? Idiot.
0.
You don't want it.
Honestly, bro, when I was 6 or 7, if I invested in Bitcoin, fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also imagine being 6 or 7, being at playground. Somebody's like, oh, I have tapioca. I'll give you a Bitcoin for it.
Honestly, bro, back in the day.
Give a dog hair on your face.
Thank you.
Can I get it for you?
Oh,
no,
fuck.
You got it.
Did I get it?
You got it.
I did feel a little.
Something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ever be on a date and you're like, I feel something? You ever have an itchy asshole during a date? That was me last night.
What?
She was talking about some nonsense. I wanted to stop her, like, hey, stop. My ass itches. But you can't do that.
Well, I have a lot of questions.
All right.
Why does it itch? Where are you?
I don't
How did
know.
You solve it?
Dude, I think
who, what,
life.
Where, when, why?
I think life just makes your butt itch, and I don't know what it is.
It's because you do dry, wet, then dry.
And crumpled up. Like,
yeah.
Your I ass think that's the problem.
I think
dude.
Your ass gets the worst treatment out of your entire body. And life. Like Gigi gets better treatment than your ass.
I think so.
She's also in a cage.
Look she's in her little bag. Is she looks
so
you?
Sad in there.
No, dude, she loves it. Did
bro,
you see her? We were off, before we press record, I said, get in your house. In 3 seconds, in her house, lay down. She loves it. This is how she spends all her time when she's on an airplane. She says nothing. Everyone goes,
really?
Whoa, I didn't even know there was a dog there.
What is she thinking about?
Suicide.
No.
Do dogs have suicidal thoughts? What? It's not even a sentence. And back in. Do dogs have suicidal thoughts?
Of course.
You think so?
Dude, when they hear another dog barking, what do you think they're saying? Hey, good to see you again. They're
oh,
like,
you're
get
right.
me out of here.
Oh, my
Woo!
God.
I smell Jiffy over there.
Dude, I always look at Gigi. I go, what I say? I said something. At some point, one bar's got to mean something.
Or is that like going to Paris and like, oh, they're like, you fucking idiot. That's not
it's
even
that.
Close.
It's that.
It's that.
100% that.
Yeah. What the hell do animals be saying? My cat meows so much in the mornings, but then that's it. The rest of the day, quiet. Mornings,
maybe she's trying to get energy out?
I don't know.
I don't know. But you ever think about like when dogs run into the street and like, oh my God, oh no. It's like, well, maybe your house sucks.
Oh, he's trying to.
And he just wanted to end it.
Trying to end it?
When he hit by a toilet Tercel versus being fucking home waiting for you to come back from the fucking bean factory you work at.
Yeah, what do you do if your dog doesn't run to the door for you?
Honestly?
That's a cat.
Yeah, you have to return it. This is broken. Come here. Fucking wag. Love me. I mean, if your dog doesn't love you, you know how unlovable you are if a golden retriever doesn't love you? I think that's a test.
If I think you have a golden retriever,
you bring... Well, dude, honestly, sometimes when women come over and Gigi, like, doesn't, you know, doesn't give him a ton of love, I'm like, this woman's either not real...
Gigi got that motherly instinct.
She does. And the, you know what's a really nice moment? The moment that a girl comes over the second time and then Gigi doesn't bark and, like, gives her love. I go, okay, she's in.
What?
Not in, but, you know what I mean? She passed the test. Because Gigi sometimes don't be liking people. Any Amazon driver, she'll kill you.
You got a fucking Amazon driver. That's a real test. Me? That's how, yeah. Oh. That's how you get over her yelling at drivers, right? Because if she's always honking at, or honking, barking at, fuck's going on? Whoa. I'm so pissed in my brain. No, I got ample actually, sleep. What?
This is actually kind of brilliant. Honking is, or barking is that's just what a dog's say. Heart. Dog's honk. Honk.
Well, this is yelling a human honk. Hey!
That is.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Goddamn.
No, what I don't get is why did I get ample amount of sleep? I drank coffee. I had a fucking Celsius in my ass, and I'm still tired. What is happening?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's gray matter. You know that's why we sleep? We try to get rid of gray matter.
What?
I don't fucking know. I listened to one podcast. I was barely listening.
Sleeping is so dumb.
It's so dumb.
You lay there.
Oh, hey, idiot. I'm recharging. Can I just do it? Can I, you know how like you can still use your iPhone when it's charged, when it's charging?
Yeah.
Why the fuck can't you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't I sleep, but not sleep, but do work, but I'm
do
charging?
Do my taxes while I'm sleeping and dreaming about gargoyles.
Who the hell still does their taxes? I mean, who the fuck? Who uses TurboTax? Like, oh, I wonder what this, you don't
everybody,
know what you're doing.
Everybody does.
You work at fucking Hardee's. You don't know what you're doing. I try to, maybe, okay, let me take a step back. Maybe I'm just a, maybe
everybody
I'm
still
just
does their taxes.
No, I'm saying,
and this is coming from the guy that got threatening letters from the IRS like all of last year, remember?
No, I know. I owe them so much money.
Is this something you really want to put on, 4K cameras?
No. I think I misspoke.
I'm still, 100%.
People should do their taxes. What I'm saying is when people actually physically do, like when they go on TurboTax, that's what I meant.
What do you mean? What are they supposed to do?
I don't know, get someone, the point, because I was-
TurboTax is for people who are like, I'm 22, what the fuck's going on in life? I need this immediately.
That's why I like to rescind my last comment, because I tried to do TurboTax one time and I bombed, and maybe I'm just an idiot. And maybe everyone's like, TurboTax is super easy, you're dumb.
You know what's funny is I use TurboTax still because in my brain, I think that the IRS, when they look at it, goes, oh, he used TurboTax. Let's move on to the next one. You know,
I think you're right.
No, I think if someone uses TurboTax, they text through WhatsApp, aka they're a felon. They're on the run.
100%.
Texting through WhatsApp if you live in the States to another person in the States, you're doing something shady.
Yeah, there's
own gophers somewhere illegally.
Yeah. You jerk off to Rumble. There's something weird's going on here. Have you ever tried TurboTax?
No.
They ask questions. They're like, I don't know what's happening.
Like what?
There's numbers. What's a 18108-6B? Bitch, I don't got no kids. What if someone knocked on your door and was like, I'm your kid? What do you do? Push them downstairs?
No, you big daddy. You take them in.
No.
Then you go to the supermarket and get hoes. I'm a doof.
I'm going straight to the blood bank. Check this. Is this mine?
Did you see the article? There's a guy, he's getting his son's blood. He's like a millionaire, billionaire, whatever the fuck. and he's using his son's blood to put in himself to look younger. It was a Vice thing. What the fuck is Vice doing? Didn't they go under?
Yeah.
I don't know if they went fully under.
I don't know. Anyways, they're talking about people donating blood. Would you put your son's blood in your body?
Yes.
Really?
I made that motherfucker. It's my blood. Give me my blood back. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's my hard. I have a hard stance on kid. That's mine.
What?
You fucking cut your kid's hand off. Yeah. It's my hand. I'll do what I want.
But then your dad transit property can cut your hand off.
Not now. I'll beat his ass.
Yeah. You didn't see this? Tech billionaire. Oh! You saw this?
Tech billionaire who spends $2 million a year to look young is now swapping blood with his 17-year-old son and 70-year-old father.
Dude, hold on. What's this guy's name? Hold on. Is this the mother...
Subscription.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
So...
Absolutely. First of all, fuck you. You have to get a subscription to read. Kill yourself. Go...
I don't know if I can say this, but I'll say it anyways. That, yes, this is the guy. So... I have a friend of a friend who used to date this guy.
What?
This guy came to my show.
You know this guy?
I mean, I talked to him for 5 minutes.
He speaks English, not just goddamn wingdings?
Yeah, this guy got, hello, I am. That's what he says the whole time. I go, did you like the show? He goes, I am. Funny.
You know this guy?
I mean, I don't know him. Yeah, that's him.
You've met him?
Yes. He went to my show at Troubadour. I met this guy.
You've met the blood blank boy?
Yeah.
Blood
bank boy. Yeah. He spends like so much amount of time and energy and money into trying to cheat death.
Did you do crowd work on him?
I didn't know.
Imagine that.
I didn't know that he was in the crowd.
Okay. Well, let's go to that photo on the right, two rows down.
Oh, so that must be his dad and his son. But he does
that hand placement is crazy. Looks like a pregnancy photo.
What do you mean?
That's what... Also, every photo, engagement photos, pregnancy photos, are always outside. It's always dusk. The sun's coming down.
And
there's just allergies in the season. What?
And they're always happy. Let me tell you something. 9 times out of 10, they ain't happy.
But they're always like touching their foreheads together.
Why are you choking his dad? What's happening?
That's what I'm saying. He's getting the blood from his dad, putting himself, and he's getting the blood from his son, and they're all matching. This looks like...
They're all fucking. I'm gonna just call it out. But
this is weird, no?
Yes, this is crazy. This is one of the weirdest things that's ever happened.
There's
in America.
The Michael I know in the beginning. You're like, wait, I think I know this guy. He was on my show. And I'm like,
I didn't.
Right,
even...
but like, look at this. This is bizarre.
They fuck each other. They don't? Tell me they don't.
I
just say yes. No, they probably don't. I mean, they kiss on lips for sure. They exchange blood. You don't think they exchange semen?
Man, I just.
Go back to that. Is that guy naked?
Is there any doctor who's like, this is what you do? I mean, he's in great shape, I'll say that. But
yeah, but it's from a tonal. It's from a tonal, not from fucking blood.
Dude, I'd rather drink that a little bit of celery juice every once in a while.
That hand placement's crazy, dog. If my dad ever touched me like that, I would beat his ass. I mean, seriously, look at that. His fingertips are right next to the rivet on his jeans. My dad's hands haven't been that close to me since he jerked me off. Look at that, dude. That's insane. And the son's
like, let me get in here.
I know.
It's just bizarre. If I was the son, I'd be like, sure, Dad, you can take the blood. I don't want to be a part of this.
Oh, yeah. You would think it would be like, yeah, hey, kid, I'll give you $30,000 for your blood. You know what I mean? But like...
You're a billionaire. Give me more money than that.
But the dad sold his company for like $180 million or something?
More, I think.
Some crazy.
This says he's a billionaire.
He did Braintree.
Wow.
Or a blueprint. I don't fucking. All of those.
Yeah, blueprint.
Dude, if you're. I mean, here, I take everything back. If I was a billionaire, I would be trying to live as long as I want to.
Of course.
I'd be doing some weird shit.
I wouldn't be doing it with my son and my dad who's.
I would click
the dad. He's definitely killed someone. Look at the dad.
Look into his
eyes. Look into his eyes.
Oh,
you don't think he's murdered someone?
That's a guy who shot somebody in the back of the head in a Pontiac.
First of all, he looks a little bit like Joe Biden's cousin.
Click a button on the right. That's not the next slide. Keep going. Yeah, that one right there. These honestly look like hard album covers, but I.
For what? A bluegrass band?
I don't know. But dude.
That's the worst song.
Here's the thing.
Some Christian rock shit.
The dad's in like good shape, you know, but if I'm going to spend and put other people's blood in there, wouldn't you be like, hey, I don't know, all of Chicago Bulls roster. Mm-hmm. Let me get a QP.
Yeah.
Let me get a court.
Yeah. Also, if I'm the dad, I mean, how much money? If your son comes to you like, I want some blood, and the son's a billionaire, I'm like, I need 30 hoes, a Bentley, and $100,000 in my Wells Fargo immediately.
Oh, all that.
My blood.
All of that.
I worked so hard for
this. Especially as a son. You're like, you know, the youngest one too. You're like, oh, dad, this is weird. Oh, whoa. $2 million, airdrop.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
But like, what
if I was a son, I'd put some toxins in my blood. He's dead. Then I'd take his money.
I just have a lot of questions.
I have all of the questions.
Is it actually scientifically better?
Let's get him on the podcast.
More photos to the right, please.
So he has the heart of a 37-year-old.
How old is he?
And he's 45.
But he had somebody implant that?
I don't know how
they measured it. Or because of how much blood he has, it's like slowed down to a 37-year-old.
Yeah, it's slowed down to a 37-year-old.
What the fuck?
Slow down.
Yeah, but like, dude, I know a lot of 37-year-olds that vape daily and they can't make it up a flight of stairs. They're like,
also, doing all this for 4 years, not enough.
Yeah, that's
I know
what I'm
that math's wrong, but.
You got it. But I'm saying if
that's the weirdest picture
but
I've
if
ever seen.
I'm gonna, that's a cool album cover. If I'm going to go to the point where I'm putting in somebody else's blood, wouldn't you make it like fucking D1 22-year-old athlete?
Yeah, I call Sean Kemp immediately.
So if you're 70 and you have a heart of a 25-year-old, is it? Are you allowed to date a 25-year-old? Is it less weird?
Check.
I mean, if you're 70, Check. You can date a 25-year-old.
I know, but like,
yeah, but
weird.
Like that sounds like a drunk guy thing. I got the heart of a 25-year-old and the soul of a 19-year-old. That doesn't. No, it's about you.
What?
It's about like it's you. You were born. This is
oh,
you, how
yeah,
you
yeah,
look.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Of course, yeah, yeah.
But
know?
What if you look 25?
But if you look 25, going but you're 70?
If you're 70, technically you can date an 18-year-old. Weird as fuck,
yeah.
But you can do it.
But if you look like one.
Look like what?
If you look like an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
At 70?
At 70.
Dude, there's no way.
If you look like an 18-year-old at 70.
Because that's what's going to happen in the future if this
it
works.
Is. Well, he's going to be, everyone's probably making fun of this guy, but he's probably doing crazy things to.
He was on the fucking DJ Vlad interview? What the fuck?
I mean, dude, this guy's a billionaire. He's doing so much shit. Like, I remember hearing his, like, daily routine of, like, things. It's
this
insane.
This is all the supplements he takes every day.
Dude, I take vitamin C, and I'm like, whoa, I'm really doing it right. Look at this guy.
27 supplements daily.
Can you imagine? Dude, can you imagine being a vitamin shop next to him? That's all you need. One customer. Look at that. He shoves an entire vitamin S in his urethra every day. What is that?
But is he that much? I mean, obviously he's that much healthier, but like.
I don't think he is.
I don't know. I
mean.
I need to hike a mountain with him or like a big hill, steep driveway.
All I'm saying, dude, if I'm him, I'm not doing any of this. You know what I'm doing? If I'm a billionaire, you know? You want to take a wild guess?
Does it involve hoes?
Yeah. I mean, what type of non-ho activity is this? Get a yacht. Fuck some hoes. You're a billionaire, and you're shoving Flintstones vitamins in your fucking
but
ass
maybe
every
day? He's doing this so he can live longer, thus fuck more hoes.
Yeah, but dude,
reverse psychology. No, I don't know.
Goddamn.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Goddamn. Dude, I'm sure he's like sleeps in a coffin. And
he sleeps upside down.
100%.
But I'm just wondering, is all of this worth it?
Hold up. Do vampires sleep upside down?
Yeah.
All right.
All the blood
rushes
to the head.
Let me find some. Get some head. Walk into a vampire's den? Guess where the heads are?
No.
Right by your cock.
You would like it because if you're upside down, you're foot level.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're right.
Bird's eye view? No.
Comes eye view.
There we go. I don't know. Is all that worth it, I guess?
No.
No, it's not.
It's not worth it. I mean, I don't understand why you don't buy a yacht. A yacht is just bird feed for hoes.
Funny.
But like you read those articles about like Chris Pratt will do an interview, right? Where he had to get in crazy shape for like a Marvel movie or something. And he's like, yeah, but it sucks. It's not fun. In order to look like Brian Johnson does and like to do that, this is your whole life. You don't get to eat any good food. You have to go to sleep super early. Like it's no fun at all. So no, it's not worth it.
Yeah, but here's where I'm at. You have to love that for yourself because a woman's going to see him and be like, if somebody's pitches, hey, that's a guy over there. He's a billionaire. Her mind's going to go, woo. And then a guy goes, yeah, but he also has his son's blood in him. Like the blood part isn't going to be the part that's going to get women be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, would you date a billionaire that ingested his son's blood? I mean, what
he could look
thing.
Like, he could look like a kicked over sandcastle. It doesn't really matter because somebody who's going to be interested in you is, oh, he looks good. Oh, cool, cool, cool. But billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you're I don't fucking know.
If you're a woman that goes to the Ritz-Carlton
and you see him,
and, well, and your whole job, not job, your whole like sort of premise to go to the nice hotel is to find a rich guy to date him, blah blah blah, like that whole fucking rigmarole of a human being. She's not gonna give a shit what he does if at the end of the day he's still a billionaire. He can be like, oh, you know, he eats alligator cocks on Tuesdays and.
I thought that was Wednesdays, but you see what I'm saying? It's like, what's gonna attract more? It's like, sure, he looks great for his age and all that, but at the end of the day, like you said, still a billionaire.
It doesn't matter,
right?
So he's doing it for him.
Exactly. You have to want, and maybe he does love that. I don't know,
dude. You gotta love it, man.
But just imagine,
he's literally giving himself a hand job with his dad's blood,
dude. He's texting his son at 4 a.m. You up? It's and transfer time.
It's so weird.
It's weird.
It's so weird.
Weird.
Your son and your dad's blood.
But that's just to get like an equilibrium, a balance?
I don't know. I don't know, but if I'm his son, dude, you know how hard it is to make your son be on time for dinner? You know how, and then you got to make your son be on time for blood transfusions?
And if the son ever smokes weed, now he smokes weed?
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Just bizarre.
Hey, are you meeting me for the reservation to dinner? No, Red Cross. Fucking what? That's insane.
Here's the thing. It's just like, if do whatever the fuck you want to do. Obviously.
Not do whatever the fuck you do.
But don't take a photo shoot with the family.
Yeah.
You guys look like boys to men. No, you guys are boys to men. That's a family photo. Just holding each other like this.
I mean, dude, the dad's hands are so, so, so very close to his cock. They've kissed before, intimately. Like, in a weird, like, it got dark, and it started raining a bit, and they were drinking Coors Light, and they started making out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they
convinced themselves that it was just love.
I just saw that, and I go, you know, that's life.
Yeah, well, you know what's really funny? He's going to do all this, and in 3 years, he's going to get hit by a FedEx truck. That's hilarious.
His protocol for sleeping is sleep alone.
Is what?
Sleep alone.
I'm going to implement that. I already do it. Somebody hug me. But isn't that funny? But like, but there's a lot of husbands and wives that don't sleep together.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You look shocked.
Really?
They sleep in like different rooms because one either snores or they're like, yeah, we're in love, but like, I can't sleep.
That's sad.
It's not.
Dude, it happens.
It's more sad because they're like, I fucking hate Rupert's goddamn snoring all night. My old lady, you know, fucking sneaks farts under the cup. Like, it's honestly a very adult and, progressive thing to do, maybe, to be like, we sleep better in separate beds.
If that's the reason, then sure. Because I can get behind that. I can get behind sleeping in another. I sleep so much better without someone in the bed. Like, so much better.
Of course.
Even if I can't even feel them, I feel them. They, like, shift. Yeah. Those things at night. What the fuck are you doing?
I would always get really bad sleeps with the...
Yeah. And then I go on the road, and I thought it was me, and then I go on the road and sleep like a fucking rock, and I'm like, oh, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's the fucking, this goddamn meat sack next to me, breathing. What are you doing? Are you wearing a 4K in your sleep, bitch? What's happening? Every 14 minutes.
A meat sack?
Just this. What's happening?
Really?
What are you doing? Are you splunking? What's happening? Go to sleep!
No.
Yeah. And then fucking Gigi, every 8 seconds moving around her fucking hotness.
Yeah,
Gigi's the hottest dog in the world. Not like that, but I mean, like
you had a whole carpool lane in your goddamn bed. It was everything going on.
It's too much. And then Gigi, we put her in a cage and made it so much better.
Cage, great. Or bigger bed, because then they don't have problems.
I have the biggest bed you can get. I'm sure there's bigger beds, but like, it's a king.
Oh, really? And you still felt the...
I don't feel anybody, but I feel them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like... They're not touching me. Don't touch me. Do you like cuddling?
For about 10 minutes.
You can do that's 10 too many minutes?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of just fall asleep and then you just...
Oh, how do you fall asleep?
Yeah, but the
get but no. off me. Don't you like this? No, I don't.
Do you want love and affection?
I do, but I don't.
No, I think it is. I'd say the most of the time that we would have cuddled was like...
Oh, I hate. Get off me.
Post-NUT.
Right. That's when I don't want you to touch me.
But you... No? A little bit of that, like your body's kind of...
Nope.
But
nope.
Your body's just recharging and reloading. You're just like buffering. It's like the apple just turned back on.
Yeah, you know, but I want to gong by myself.
I get that.
Don't touch me. I don't like, and I've had many a conversations and it's not like some fuckboy thing. I'm like, hey, I don't cuddle. It's like, I don't like touch. I like standing clothed hugs. I'm into.
Standing that's clothed, fun. Hugged?
Yeah, fully clothed, standing like in the kitchen, whatever. If I'm like making, and she comes behind me a hug, that's really nice. I like that a lot. But like after I nut, I'm all sweating shit. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, I guess you, hold on. What are you, the fucking Blood Brothers? I mean, I you're right. I mean, you and I actually fuck differently. You, like,
do we?
I think so.
Yes, we do.
Yours after is like a CSI Miami fucking, it's insane. There's sweat, there's, you know, there's shit's everywhere.
Yeah, there's plastic wrap on the ground, random monkey heads.
So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't like cuddling a stranger.
Like in Walmart? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like a transactional
on the F train.
Thing. Oh.
No, I'm saying if it's like a new hookup and you're kind of, yeah. You know, you're like, because then you have weird thoughts. You're like, I don't even know this lady. Why she got my Wi-Fi code?
You ever hold hands with a woman that you barely know? You go, how did we get here?
No.
Yeah, it happened like a couple, I don't know what, I think when I first got
it
out of my-
It just feels girlfriendy.
What? Yeah, of course. But when I first got out of the relationship, I was so still in like, girlfriendy, boyfriendy, like mode.
Uh-huh.
So I would like end up doing, like it didn't happen all the time, but I would end up in like, I'm like walking on the street and I'm like holding her. I'm like,
dude, that transitional period.
I don't
period,
even know her middle name.
A transitional period is hard. I remember I was hooking up with a girl right after the breakup.
Sex?
Yeah.
Sex.
Did it.
Good.
Came out of my own penis. No, but like this was maybe like the third time maybe this girl had slept over. Like we were starting to see each other.
Okay.
But I was so used to the relationship and it was in the same bed.
Oh, I know.
That weird. I kissed her goodnight and I almost said, I love you instinctually.
Yeah.
It just almost came out. I was almost like, all right, I love you. And I was like, imagine.
I know.
Imagine being that girl being like, huh?
What did you say?
We met in an Arco 42 hours ago.
I had to pay for your gas.
But instinctual. And then I rolled up. I was like, all right. And then I just rolled over and I was like, what's happening in my life?
I know, it's so weird. It's so weird. Dude, I used to call my ex my love all the time. Just like as like instead of like babe, like, oh my love, can you get like just whatever? Just like that's how I
you
said it.
You thespian bitch.
That's true.
My love. I know, that's very cute and wholesome.
Thank you. But I
wish I had that.
But I almost fucked up like so many times. Saying my love. Like I'm like looking at a girl. I barely know her. I met her in a line at a club. She threw up on my shoes. And I'm like, hey, my love. Huh?
Yeah, but that's also one of those you could like dismiss. Like, my love. She's like, what? You're like, my love. Oh,
to yeah. Be tomorrow to and me. Tomorrow.
Yeah, the Postmates. Ba-da-ba-ba-dee.
Postmates.
But that is one where you catch yourself slipping and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's an odd, the transition period. I'm still fairly into the, I'm still like in the transitional period. Like, where I like, if a girl slept over, I like wake up and be like, oh, this is like a little, it's fine. It's fine, but it's still like a, like if we're like drinking coffee together the next morning, I'm like, this feels intimate. Why are you wearing my shirt? Also.
Yeah, but that's how a lot of stuff starts. Because then
I know,
you kick it off with a nice cappuccino conversation. How is that not a podcast? And then you go, oh, there's a lot going on here. This is nice banter. oh, well, you look kind of good in the goddamn, it happens all the time. Shirt.
Dude, the post-coffee nut fuck.
What the fuck did you say to me? Yeah, you post-coffee nut fuck is crazy to me.
Oh, really?
I can't drink coffee and immediately think about Cooter. I'm like, give me a bathroom and isolation.
Goddamn.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Goddamn.
The fact that you chug coffee and then be like, dick time?
Well, I chug coffee and I go, I got to take a shit, goodbye. And then I take a poop and then get to it.
You better have to shit. I'm not thinking about fucking.
I announce poop early. I don't want to go through the rigmarole of fucking flushing the toilet and be like, oh, man, whoa. No. I'm an adult. I'm taking a shit right now. I just had 5 espresso shots.
And then you segue right into fucking?
Yeah. Then I come out, start talking about, you know, her favorite color or whatever.
What the fuck?
Isn't conversation so weird? You just like, you sit down and you're like, hey, so how was your day? And then they talk and then you talk back. What are we doing here? Talking so weird. I know that's what we do for a living, but it's so weird.
I have a cool question. Are you from this planet? Are you one of those AI robots?
Yeah, conversation is crazy. You respond, I respond.
But it's weird. We're not, this whole thing we're doing.
It's even weird if you just stare at each other.
Yeah. How do you feel about a first kiss? Do you have like any moves or you just feel it out?
Somebody is blowing up your phone.
Gives a shit.
Feel it out.
Feel it out.
Feel it out, you know?
Do you ever have that moment like you're like, in your head, you're like, oh, we about to kiss.
Fuck! The AI robot is back in middle school. He's learning emotions.
Oh, you know what I mean?
No!
You haven't kissed a girl yet, and you're like in the car or whatever, you're talking, and then, you know what I've been doing recently?
I already know it's going to be some dumb shit.
It is.
I've been kissing girls.
No. Yo, I'll be kissing girls.
Yeah. No. You write on a piece of paper, you're my crush, yes or no.
Actually fire. But sometimes I'll be doing recently where like we'll be talking and we'll have that like intimate moment for like that split second. You know when you're about to kiss, you have that like kind of intimate moment where that you take a pause in the conversation and then you go in.
Yeah.
I'll take a pause and be like, and I'll be like, I'm going to kiss you now. And I'll just say it. It's kind of hot. I go, I'm like,
very progressive.
I'm like, I'm gonna kiss you now. And then go in there. And you get the fucking, mm. And then, you know the best part of the first kiss? You ever had to kiss a girl and in like kind of like a moment of like take a breath and she goes, the fucking moan during a kiss?
Where are you kissing her?
Pussy? Where do you kiss a girl?
On her door because she didn't let me inside. What do you mean?
Dude, people would just she be moaned? In bushes waiting
she
for me.
How do you feel when you're fingering a girl and she goes, you feel so good?
What?
Never had that happen? What? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Thank God we had a judge this podcast. You've never been fingering a girl and she goes, oh, I feel so good.
Oh, you feel so good.
That's what I'm talking about. What did you think I was talking about? Sex? Yeah. Obviously that's happened. No, but that's to my point. Penis makes sense. Clip that. Penis makes sense, but like finger goes, she goes, oh, you feel so good. I'm like, it's a finger. Don't fucking hype him up. It's a finger. He doesn't grow.
Oh yeah.
It's just funny. I'm like, oh, you know what feels even better? My cock.
Yeah, you know, see,
here's a finger.
You ding, feel ding, ding, so ding. Good with it's, fingers in
I
you.
Wanted to laugh. I was like, what? You're so big. What?
Yeah, harder. What?
Deeper. Forearms.
For what?
I was like, yeah, fingering in there. I don't know how to do it. She's like, I feel so good.
What? Yeah, you feel, you,
it just doesn't feel
you's
like,
use the problem. It feels so good. This feels so
it
good.
It just feels like you're, it doesn't feel,
baby, do it harder.
It doesn't feel like the real, it's like you're like in the car, but you're not test driving it. You're just sitting in it in the dealership. You know, the showroom cars. It feels like you're sitting.
I've always wanted to start that shit up in the showroom and fucking ram cars. It's been one of my fantasies.
That's how every movie should start.
Yeah. I just want to drive it through the glass. You know those movies that people drive the fucking show cars through the glass? I want to do this so bad.
How much can.
How much does that cost to fix? Because I'll do it.
$150K.
Yeah, that's probably about right to fix
the
front.
It depends on the car, too.
And also you're going to jail.
Yeah.
I think you can be like, oh, man, what? I messed up. I hit the gas. I wanted to hit the brake. But like, you started the car. I don't know how cars work. It's a new car. This is weird.
I'm an AI robot.
Yeah. That's going to be an excuse.
You're arrested.
I'm a robot. Fuck you. It's going to be crazy. I've talked about it before, but it's going to be crazy when robots get rights. That's going to be so weird. You can't kick a robot. Can you kick one of those things that deliver things?
The food?
Yeah. Can you kick one of those? What happens?
They added the reason that those have faces on them. Have you seen the ones that have the little face?
Yeah, they're cute as shit.
Yeah, they that do that so because sad. People vandalize alone. Them so much that they want to make you connect more with them. That's they want to make it look cute really? So you don't hurt it. Yeah.
Wow. That's weird as shit, dude.
They do. I feel so bad for them. They look so sad traveling all alone.
Yeah. Waiting across the street makes me sad when they're just at the light and they're just
I want to help them.
Dude, what are they called
again? Any friends? You know what they should have? You know those motorcycles that have the little side carts? They should have a little side cart and put a little Gigi in it. So at least you have a friend, little chihuahua with the glasses.
Yeah, well, there should be a herd of them. It looks like it should have a backpack on it. Like, it looks so, like, tiny. You know what I'm talking about? What are they called? But they do have, like, the two little eyes on
it. Yeah, they're like shit R2-D2s.
Also, how do you get those? I've never had one of those delivered.
I haven't either. I would love to get one delivered. Ding dong. Your food is here.
Is it talk? Controlling it?
Those are so cute. Is that a 7-Eleven one?
That's a 7-Eleven one, yeah. I think this is the one I've seen, right?
I've seen that a bunch.
Kiwi?
They look really cute. No. What's in there?
Food. And you get there and it then opens. Whang.
I want to use one of those for a plan B. So... Why do companies, is it cheaper? Because I feel like it would be so much expensive and less efficient to deliver
things
like that. Oh,
Cocoa, that's what they're called. The little Cocos.
It's going to be a weird time, dog, in 5 years when there's like a horde of them everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
He's got a cowboy hat on it?
That's nice. That's God
damn.
That's got to be in Austin. So they deliver anything?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be an app, or Coco works with restaurants.
I think the restaurants partner with this company.
I wonder how many of the things have got fucking beamed by a drunk driver. Coco, no!
That's fucked.
The Coco ones are controlled by people.
Really?
Yeah, they use like Xbox controllers.
Oh, what that's bullshit. Fuck? Really?
Yeah.
I thought they did it by themselves.
That seems kind of hard.
It seems like a waste of money because you have to hire that person to move
Coco.
It,
yeah.
So, bitch, you drive me the food.
It seems stupid.
I thought Coco was independent. I thought it was like AI moved.
I thought it was too.
That's so dumb.
Websites have more ads than porn now. It's so annoying.
Who is that?
So this is the lady driving Coco.
Hold up.
I know she looks hot. Go get a job.
That is her job.
But
video games is Coco.
But what's the advantage of this versus her just getting a toy at your cell and door dashing me the food?
Less fumes, toxic waste, toxic masculinity.
For what?
You can get paid $20 to be a Coco driver right now on LinkedIn.
$20 an hour to do this?
That's pretty fun.
That is pretty fun to take carpal tunnel when you're 31.
It doesn't really strike me as that, like, this is what the future needs.
Does this not strike you as like a middleman that doesn't need to exist?
If it's autonomous, I totally get it. But having someone drive it is weird.
If she can drive like six at once, maybe.
Yeah.
But the efficiency of one person driving it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, although she never has to drive back. She probably just control. Oh, no, yeah, because if it's not self-driving, this is the same thing that Uber's doing just with real people. Like, Uber drivers are only going to exist for like 5 more years, and then it's all going to be autonomous. So this company is probably trying
to
get the market.
No guy telling me about its cryptocurrency fucking pyramids.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You're going to have an autonomous vehicle. They're going to turn on, like, I think a vape shop's a good. You're like, oh, God damn.
No, there's not going to be anybody in it.
Oh, they're going to do ads, yeah.
They're going to do ads, dude.
You know, his ads is fucking airlines. I didn't realize that until I was flying recently. At the very end, they're like, you want to sign up for a Southwest credit card? Mm-hmm. They're doing ad reads.
Yeah, they're doing ad reads. You know what?
Skip, fast forward. Nobody wants your credit card.
Zero people. You know what's crazy is when people grab, they're like, oh, thank you. For what? Ma'am, you're signing up for this? For what?
Did you guys see this?
Ow, ow, ow.
This news article says, man rescued from woods after sex game goes awry.
This was me.
What? 51-year-old found bound with rope, pantyhose over his head.
Honestly, I'm hard.
What do you think the game was?
Peekaboo, you're tied up. Come on.
I think it's called like timber. You see how hard you can get in the wood. See if you ever fall down.
I like that. But no, German police say a 51-year-old man who was left tied up in the woods when a sex game went awry had a lucky escape after a cyclist and a hunter heard his cries for help.
Oh, yeah. What did they do before they rescued him?
Imagine me on a bike ride trying to better your own life and you see that.
You just shove a Schwinn as an ass.
The man was discovered fully dressed but firmly
bound.
Was
it the weather guy?
No.
I'm just plugging the weather in the middle of this. Who gives a fuck about the weather when we're learning about a hard man in the woods?
So he says that police said the man appeared to have been tied up by a woman he met online. After she had done so, the woman received a phone call and fled the woods suddenly, leaving the man behind in a helpless state. He said he had a box cutter on him for such situation, but seemed to have underestimated the woman's bondage skills.
Hold on. For such situation, so this is not his first time. No. He just brings a box cutter to him on dates. Your life's in shambles when you have to bring a box cutter to a date because you hope there's pantyhose and you're tied up.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of red flags that are popping up in this one, but I just wonder, who called? What phone call was so important? She's like, oh, my Postmates is here, and just ran away.
It's a good question. She literally abandoned him there.
And like, it seems like it was like her like Batman calling, like, oh, I gotta go, then ran.
It's probably her husband.
Also, if we're hooking up and you answer the phone, I'm pissed.
This is not hooking up. This is borderline Mortal Kombat.
It's something.
This is not. I mean, well, they're in the woods.
But like they're doing it as like a sex game. Like, oh, what if I fucking tied you up? Fucking daddy. Let me see that sycamore tree. I don't know.
It's so weird to get tied up on a fucking maple tree, get panties around your head, and then she leaves. What is the first 6 seconds? Margaret? Margaret?
Well, maybe he thinks it's a part of the game. Like, oh, yeah, you are running away. Awfully far.
Yeah.
And how long do you stay hard for?
I don't think it's hard the whole time. I think that's the problem.
So this is the kind of thing he was tied to. It's a deer hunting platform.
Hold on. Like, up in the air he was tied up?
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine finding that? I mean, that's crazy. It was in Germany, so they've done much worse things, obviously, but...
but he's a real one, because he said the man was unharmed and refused to provide information about the woman's identity.
That's what horny men are. He's like, yeah. I'm trying to beat still.
Nope. I'm immediately telling her. Her name's Asmrel. She lives on 1414 Two Farm Drive. Find her. She fucking left me. Can you imagine if she got a... I think the call was her husband. And he was like, oh, where are you?
Oh, yeah, that would be
and
good.
And she was like, oh,
I'm on a run.
I'm just going for a walk.
What's that noise in the background?
It's a pine cone.
It's a deer.
It's a deer.
I still want to know what the game was. Do you have any
guesses?
Make
me come,
this...
my life sucks. That's what the name of the game is.
Hiding go come. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, rope and a pantyhose. I'm going to be honest with you. Pantyhose on the head, that actually sounds hot to me.
No, it sounds dumb. Have you seen pantyhose on the head? It just makes your face look like flat.
Yeah, then you go rob a fucking Chase bank.
But it doesn't hide your face details at all.
A lot. No, you can't. If you put on
pantyhose?
Yeah, if you put on pantyhose, like if you like Google pantyhose rob bank, whatever, you really can't see the person's face.
Yeah, because it like squishes all your facial features.
You look like a blob.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, but like.
I think if we put on pantyhose, we'd know who.
That. Look at that. Who's that guy? My brother?
I'm getting robbed by somebody with pantyhose on their head. I would laugh.
Excuse me?
If with pantyhose on your head, somebody's trying to rob you.
I just sniff them and hopefully go, oh shit, daddy. There's a crotch. All right, that's actually hot as fuck to me. Anything non-human, I'm in.
We know, you're not one.
I am human. Goddamn.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Goddamn. Oh, my friend showed me this thing called Rule 34. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Nope.
You have? I know exactly what it is. Yeah.
No, I have no
Rule
idea.
Rule 34, it's like you, so it's a website and it shows anything that can be porn. Like you could say anything, it'll show you if there's porn of that online. So
what?
If you typed in any cartoon, any, like anything, and it'll bring up.
Well, I just have real quick.
Yeah.
Bring it up.
Yeah, dude, anything.
All right.
But it's like
it's already here.
Horny. Mm-hmm. Like you could type it.
Okay.
Like
you type green, like, green M&M.
But there's gonna be thousands.
Home Depot.
I don't know if it's like an AI thing like you are, but.
Well, I thought this was fun. All right, do green M&M. The green M&M has a peanut in her. She's got nut in her.
She I don't think she's a peanut M&M.
She should be.
She could be. After a night with me, she might.
All right, so it doesn't exist. You That's chose so the one
yeah, well, type Sandy
in Honda
Cheeks.
Accord.
But it shows, what is happening?
This shit sucks.
Oh, wait, maybe the Wi-Fi, no. No, like there's, no, it does everything. Don't doubt her like this.
This is you being Rule 34 CEO, doing a presentation in front of everyone, and you're like, no, that works.
There's Sandy Cheeks.
This shit sucks. Do Trix yogurt.
I don't like that one.
What's
Trix yogurt? Dude, these are weird.
What's the lady from Space Jam?
Okay, name? Never mind. I don't like this part.
Can you type in Space Jam?
Lola Bunny? Yeah, it's underscored.
Okay, it's underscored. Spaces don't work.
What a stupid thing. Yo, Lola Bunny got an ass, dude. Holy fuck.
She can start an OnlyFarms. God damn. Look at that.
That's crazy.
Look at, bro, here's
dude,
the thing.
My
here.
Carrot is so hard.
Scroll up to the top. Like, scroll up a little bit. More. No. Go to that photo. Yeah. Okay, now cover her head. If you cover her head, like, scroll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that. Bro, if you showed that to anybody on a bus, they would. I mean,
dude, fuck. You don't have to cover her head.
But I'm saying,
you show anyone that on the goddamn.
That's a Ibiza in a fucking nutshell, right there.
That's crazy, dude. I'm into the tail.
So now that you can type the underscore, try green underscore M&M underscore.
Yeah, I mean, there's no
I'm
way.
Hard underscore.
Yeah,
but dude, they do for anything. Oh, we're getting there.
What is that?
Oh.
No, I'm
don't
in,
like
dude.
That. I
didn't
know
I'm
like
in.
That.
No.
I'm actually.
No.
Dude, look at those green panties.
No.
That's
dude, those
hot.
Aren't panties.
Yeah, they are.
That's vajay.
That's chocolate vajayjay. Here we go. Here's more. She's bad.
This is getting worse.
Those tits are horrible.
Titted
nah.
That.
Yeah, this is awful.
She looks like a smoker.
All right. All right. Type in.
We can't show any of this on YouTube, but what did Jack type in? It can't be good.
No, there's no way.
This is Twin Towers.
Oh my God.
You're fucking lying. No, absolutely not. I will never forget for the wrong reasons. Absolutely not.
Who's that bird? You know who that is? That's Bush.
Dude,
bird
this
is the fucking bush. What the hell's that?
All right, what else we got?
Yeah, this is terrible.
Oh my God.
Type in
I regret
just
this.
Type in Jews. No. No, I'm joking. Who's hot?
That's the Titanic.
Dude, somebody's on an iPad somewhere in Vermont just drawing this.
Do you think people are actually jerking off to these?
No. I think it's just funny.
People leave comments. This is seriously disturbing and wrong. Well, yeah, you're on this website to begin with. All of this is wrong.
Hold on. They're commenting on this?
Look at that.
I mean, dude, it's the fucking Titanic. It didn't even happen. type in bald eagle.
Oh, that's America right there.
Yeah.
All right. Last one we got.
Last one.
Bald eagle.
Yeah, there we go.
Like what you see, nerd.
This is bizarre.
This is bizarre. Really fun, though.
I like this one. Look at that feet. How are the feet?
Oh.
Get it out.
It's fucking awful. Change it.
All right, guys. It's time.
It's time.
Let's get into some sock talk.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
This sock talk is kind of from the whole community. We did we had put up a video with Giggly Squad, and the question that we asked the audience was, what's your odd turn on?
Yeah.
So we got some good submissions.
Cool.
So Kelsey says, I have a sneeze fetish. I love it when men sneeze. I know it's odd and very niche.
I can get into it. But you ever seen like a really, really old guy sneeze? There's no way they find that attractive. Like the World War II sneeze. Smash! Fire! That shit? There's no way a woman's like, oh my God, yeah. There's no way.
What kind of sneezes do you think is a hot sneeze versus a not hot sneeze?
Yeah. People
who hold their sneezes, that's just blue balling yourself. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So what does she just take her days like a pollen field and be like, have at it?
Yeah. Every time she's in a Lego commercial, she gets fucking upset.
Sorry.
Whoa. That's my fetish. Burping.
Really? We got a lot of people said hands.
Yup.
Hands do it for
women. Be
people.
Loving hands. Dude, women sometimes take my hands on dates. Just, oh my Jesus Christ. During a date, you'll take my hands and just like look at them.
I think it's pretty common. Do you ever compare the hand size? That always makes me feel
I hate
demasculated.
It always does because our hands are always bigger than mine. I date WNBA players.
Barbara says, my Who? Weird turn on is when a girl eats fast because what that mouth do?
That's odd.
That's terrible.
It's funny.
It's very, very funny. What if you take it to an all you can eat buffet? Just put a plate of wings down. You know what to do.
This one's weird. This is says, my weird turn on is when he trips or runs into something because it humbles him.
No, that you gotta go to therapy.
That's not like a turn on. That's like I secretly hate my boyfriend and he's too cocky.
Yeah.
You should help him.
I love when he hits his head on bookshelves. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's also like what a dad does to like make his son laugh to try and connect with him.
No, like, you know, that's so sad.
No, but like, you know, parents is like, oh, the baby loves the mom more, but every time dad hits his head on the door, the baby's like, ha ha ha. He's like, well, that's how I win him back.
You know what's crazy? Is you know how they always say that? It was, oh, the baby likes the mom more. Yeah. The mom's got tits.
With
literally their dinner in it. Who do you think they're like more? You know what? How about you give me that milk?
I'll
put it in my tits. I just think, I understand.
You were inside the mom for 9 months. Of course you're going to resonate more with that.
He likes the apartment. You're literally an apartment for him and a vending machine. Who do you think? But I give nothing.
Yeah, you're a stepdad even though you're the real dad.
Yeah.
But you did start it. You did nut up the club.
You did nut up the club. You went right through the VIP rope and you shot a rope right up there. You know what my weird turn on is? When a woman is educated and has values and really just understands her emotionality on a day-to-day basis, that's what really turns me on.
Now take your glasses off and give us a real answer.
Okay, tits.
We had a surprising amount of people, men and women, say that their odd turn-on are knives. People being able to use knives, having a knife, owning a knife.
Do they know what a fetish is?
Dude, there's a lot of knives. People love that shit.
Where? How?
It's like a danger fetish. Like you're about to cut me.
What do you fucking do this while getting a hand job? What do you?
That's hot.
If a girl
could do that, I'd be all in.
I mean, that's hot, but I'm not getting hard. I'm nervous for my life.
I don't want to fucking date Rambo. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. I'm out. Here's what would be hot. If you throw an axe, like you're about to fuck, and you throw an axe and you hit the bullseye, then you're like, whoa, this guy can probably fuck good.
Yeah.
He can throw an axe.
Actually, you know what? I'm walking myself through like knife play. I think I might be in.
Where? How?
Like if you're like taking like a really sharp knife and you're just like you're like kind of like lacing someone's like body with it like up and down, that's kind of fucking hot.
I guess, but what if you sneeze? Oh fuck!
Oh no, Marguerite!
Marguerite.
I don't know. I'm fucking in old time Spain.
And then she gets stabbed. She goes, ah, Marguerite. Oh, okay. We've been doing this podcast too long.
All right. Yeah. So that's it for that. Let's.
I got one. Sorry. I like when a girl curses at me.
That's Jesus. Everybody in Philly.
Yeah.
Show me that fucking flaccid cock, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. Shove a Philly cheesesteak in my ass and call me on Tuesday, you goddamn bitch.
What? Like, just like slutty, but with cussing?
No, just anything. Like, even if she just goes, fuck. Like, just mad
there
at
is,
something.
No. You know what? There is something hot. Maybe it might be East Coast thing. There is something hot to that.
Yeah.
When a girl's, like, driving and someone cuts her off, she goes, fuck! I was like, dude, you pull over, I'll fuck you behind this goddamn Kia Soul right now.
Maybe that's what she's looking for. She's not even mad at a driver. She's like, fuck! And you're like, right?
Oh, you're right. There is something hot about that.
Yeah, road not rage. Too much. Road rage is hot, actually.
No.
Road rage is hot. Not rage at me.
No, rage at me? Because it's the same thing as the knife thing. I'm like, I'm fearing for my life. She's like, oh, fuck this guy. I swear.
That's hot. Dude, you're doing it right now is kind of hot. Like, the fucking to the teeth.
Oh, you fucking little bitch. No. What?
Yeah, not at me, though.
No, because I'm in the passenger seat. Be like, it's okay, honey. Let's just get home. Oh, you're 90 in a school zone. This is getting fun.
Yeah, dude, the speeding with me in the car makes, I'm like, you, I told multiple girlfriends, two girlfriends in a row had fucking road rage like that. And I'm like, I'd have to tell them a couple times, I'm like, you can do this, but let me out of the car. Cause you're driving.
You can kill yourself, but I'm not going to be in this car.
You're driving 95 in a 45 because you're upset. Let me out.
Or you save both lives and be like, hey, baby, you know.
No, I don't want you in my life anymore. Oh. Yeah.
Cause she's speeding?
Yep. Yep. Find a train.
Why don't you just be like, hey, maybe we slow down a little bit. But is there anything... That's the last thing you want to hear if you're fucking speeding. Slow down. Oh, you're fucking... What are you, the DMV?
What's the next one, Gabriel?
Goddamn.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Goddamn.
Yeah, we have a secret sock here today.
Okay. Say their names.
Anonymous submission says, have you ever had a boss you wanted to bang? Because mine is currently titted up.
I had one. She was just really cool. Yeah. Something about that in the workspace is even hotter than being hot. Just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can take a 10-minute break on a 5-minute break? We getting married in that extra 5 minutes? Yeah, my Jamba Juice boss in college.
What a funny sentence.
The fuck were you doing in college?
Not having to. Dude, I worked at Red Lobster, even worse. I ate so many Cheddar Bay biscuits, it was crazy.
Did any hot people, did people work there?
No. It was all pigs. No, there was no super hot people.
I'm trying to think where else. Other than that, not really.
I never had like, no, I did.
I had one boss who was, you know, rack, sitted up.
I had one boss too. When I worked in New York, my first restaurant I worked in New York. She was, I might text her. She was so hot to me. And we would always flirt, but she was like a manager. Like not even like a, not even like the restaurant manager. She like worked for like the corporation.
Hold up.
So
corporation of Red Lobster?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. In New York. Oh. It was a restaurant called Spice Market. But she wasn't like a manager. Again, she was like a corporate manager. So she was in maybe like once a week. And she was like cool. And we like would talk. And she would giggle. And she had this like cute blonde hair. She would sluice back. And I'd be like working outside. And she would come in and says, hey, Mike, are you okay? And the wind would hit. And it would blow a little bit. And her tit would come out. And I would suck it. And there'd be fucking Fanta coming out of there. It was very weird.
I never asked you, when was the first tit you ever saw?
My mom's.
Besides?
Eileen Cuffs.
how old? Location. Humidity.
We were at her house in the basement.
First,
and that was
first
like,
wild tit you ever saw?
Yeah. I never saw a wild tit. And the only first wild tit I saw was in like a hookup situation.
Whoa.
I never saw like a wild tit like at a water park or anything or like at an aquarium.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I'd never, it's, yeah.
So what, you just hit the bra off and saw him?
Yeah, well, I didn't hit the bra off. I've never been good at taking bras off.
That's crazy.
I know. Which is crazy because I put so many of my mom's bras on a pillow, you thought I'd be good at taking them off. I'm not.
Mm. But you can put it on pretty good, yeah?
Oh, I'm good at putting them on.
After the hookup, I got you.
You know what else I'm really good at? I went on a date with a girl last night. I'm good at French braiding. I French braided her hair. Huh. She's like, you can't do it. I go, watch. And I did it really good.
Isn't it just
I took a picture.
What the fuck kind of dates are you going on?
Dude, I'm all over the place. Like a date with me is like a podcast. It's all over the fucking place. Look at this. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, you're just putting hair.
Whoa.
Like,
don't devalue this. This is good.
No, it is. But...
Okay. I'm not going to go on Shark Tank with this.
Do you think any part of her was like, damn, what those fingers do?
She knows.
But when you fingered it, did she say, God, you feel so good inside of me?
Nope. That's she's too level. Busy semening. Do what girls semening?
Semening?
Semening. That sounds like a great spice.
Spice mar-
market.
You
spice market.
Mm, semening. What happened? Where are we?
Are we done?
That's a podcast.
That was a podcast?
Yeah.
What was
The Secret Talk, Tit It Up Boss.
Tit It Up Boss, yeah.
Dude, Tit It Up Bosses are so great.
Yeah.
They're like, you need to do your side work. I'm like, I'm going to fuck you. Did you ever bang anyone of like, what's the word? Like of, God, like that's above you in terms of like power? Like a teacher or a boss or like, how do you say that? That's a...
Authority figure?
Yeah, thank you. You ever fucking authority figure?
No, but I've slept with a woman who is taller than me. So... Mathematically, then yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would say she's holding it down. And by yeah. it, I mean me.
Yeah.
Sit down. Yeah, dude, I actually went to the old frat house over the weekend. I visited my old frat house and I saw the room where I did the sex with the larger lady. She was taller than me. It was on a bunk bed. We did doggy. I was lost back there.
100%.
Yeah, it was cool.
All the angles are off.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
She had
a pussy?
Good.
A good one.
Nice.
Dude, for me to
picture
fuck that...
Picture Borat saying, nice vagine.
Right. For me to have sex with that woman, I would have to get on like scaffolding.
Yeah, stepsister? No, step ladder.
Please. I need two of them.
It was good.
Good.
And I saw the room that I did it in.
That's
it
nice.
It was really cool going back to the old frat. Just be like, oh man, I got my penis touched.
Does it all look different?
Pretty much the same.
That's funny.
Pretty much the same, yeah. It was funny because it was the most frat thing ever. There was like five holes that they were patching up in like one wall because some guy just went on a rampage and just started blowing holes in the wall. And
with
I was like,
what, his cock or his fist?
Fist. Because he didn't get his cock touch.
That's
it's
the problem.
It's so funny. You're like, oh, get laid? Nope. Time to swing on inanimate objects.
You know what there should be in bars? There should be a room that you can go into to jerk off to not fight in my bar.
That or those like break rooms where you just go break a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Like
but instead of a break room, it's just holes where you can just fuck. Get your semen out, come back out. Like, wow,
hole?
Man, life is good. No, like holes, but with like fleshlights in them. So you can just get it out.
But there's a whole line of dudes. You in line for the fleshlight? Yeah. Yo, man, there's a line. You cutting me?
Are you kidding me? I got a semen. But how many less fights would there be? Everyone would be chill as shit.
Yeah.
But like, well, you know what I did order Shirley Temple? I did. I don't need alcohol. Life's good. I love my mom
well, they
and my dad.
Have those bars that like mocktail bars where they only serve mocktails, and I'm like, that's gotta be the easiest. Like, there's no cleanup. There's no like crazy. Oh, somebody puked in the bathroom. It's like, oh yeah. When they go, hey, last call. Everyone's like, okay, and then they leave.
Well, yeah, because there's three people in there. Mocktail. What type of Mormon bar is this? I'm trying to get my fucking no, cock licked. You ever fuck after a code red? Get the hell out of here.
It's a funny place. There's a lot of funny in it because I do think those bars are getting more popular in Los Angeles.
They can't.
No, but there is. But like I'm mad, like everything you say, you can't be like, oh, I was drunk. So if you're like, oh, you want to go back to my place after this? She's like, what? You're like, I'm so, like, you don't have drunk to like be like, oh, maybe we could, like, with a coworker, there's no like crazy, like, I've always thought you were the hot one on Slack, you know? I saw you favoring my gifts in that bitch trying to suck my dick. And she's like, Kevin, we're the exact same sobriety levels as we were at lunch as we are now.
Right.
Like, there's no fuck ups in there.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't be like, oh man, I fucked a hefty woman. Too much Fresca. No, you can't say that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's what we're doing right now.
Yep.
Same thing there. So, so there's no crazy hookups. Nobody's doing blow in the bathroom. Maybe somebody's doing stevia in the corner. But there's
who goes to these bars? AA people?
Yeah, I think AA people or people who want to socialize but don't drink. Like they're out there. I don't know if they're popular, like you said, but like it is. Like, I think you go there on like dates. If it's like I'm sober. It's like, oh, well, you can go share a fucking mocktail.
I mean, there's gotta be like coffee though. There's gotta be some stimulant.
No, it's just
you gotta be boofing Adderall or something.
Well, the stimulant is, I don't know.
The conversation?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I do wonder, like,
I'm gonna go there hammered.
There are people that probably pregame that.
Oh, I'm pregaming. 16 Jack and Cokes right before I get there. She's like, I'm gonna have a fucking mint julep with just mint. What are you gonna have? I don't give a shit.
All right, I wonder how many people are drunk and show up there. They're just walking down the street, like trying to bar hop.
Yeah.
And they're just like, this tastes like Sprite. And like, that's what it is, you fucking bitch.
There's no fucking alcohol in here. How am I supposed to beat my kids? You're like, Jesus Christ. Ronald, get out of here.
But I'd be curious to go to one.
I'm down.
You probably could meet some very nice, wholesome women there.
You know what? You're all jokes aside, you're right. You're not getting your cock licked, but maybe you have a good conversation.
Well, anyways, I want to go to one. I'll get a Dr. Pepper and you can get.
Do they serve Red Bull there?
That might be like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you go to a bar and somebody's like, I'll get an AMF. You're like, you have problems, Kevin. 100%. Somebody getting a Red Bull at that bar, they're like, relax.
Yeah, that guy's fighting somebody. Red Bull has wings. No, it has cocaine. Guys, we're out.
That's a podcast. We're going to Denmark.
All right, guys, that's it. Thank you so much. We love you. Go on Patreon, man. If you're not a Patreon member, go on Patreon. 4 extra episodes. Drops every Friday, ad-free, and you can go on Stiff Socks Plus. Same audio bonus version, but only audio on Apple. So you can definitely do that. Support the boys. And come see me or Mr. Wallace on tour. And that is it. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
Boop.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.